Welcome back, Jim Rome with you, cruising through this Thursday. Big news, big story of the week, of course, the Supreme Court decision on sports gambling, which came down on Monday. Joining us now to talk about that is a senior NFL reporter for Yahoo, an investigative reporter, Charles Robinson. My man, Charles, what's going on? How are you?
I'm doing well, not as well as you, Hall of Fame nominated.
Being nominated is one thing, my man. Getting in's another, right? Are you going to vote for me? Or is that a conflict of some kind of interest?
Hey, look, you'll have the Army organized. I think it'll be a landslide.
My man, good looking out. Appreciate you saying it, Charles. Thank you. Great to have you back. Listen, when the Supreme Court came down with that decision on Monday, what do you think the reaction was among NFL owners and inside of that league office?
Well, you know, I think it was probably in some ways split, only because I think here's the thing about NFL ownership that I think people have to understand is sort of the old guard of NFL ownership is starting to transition into, you know, younger guys that don't have 20, 30 years of sort of familial ownership, where the sort of archaic idea of gambling in the NFL and them having to be so exclusive from one another took root decades ago. I think that as time has gone on, you've started to see younger owners come in, you know, I want to say youngish owners in their, you know, 50s, 60s, guys who have had maybe business experience where they see attitudes on gambling softening. And I think they look at this as done in the correct way. There's a business opportunity here, the same way there was a business opportunity with fantasy football, the same way there was a business opportunity with the secondary scalping, you know, scalping market with the NFL tickets. So, you know, I think that guard, the sort of willing to embrace some semblance of gambling around the game, has been growing, and that's part of why we saw the Raiders, you know, end up with the relocation push to Las Vegas, is the changing attitudes in the NFL, willing to accept those changing attitudes and also saying, hey, look, by 2027, we're trying to hit $25 billion in annual revenue. We have to be aggressive about the streams, and this is going to help.
Charles Robinson joining us. You know, to that point about the Vegas Raiders, then you've got also the fact that three NFL teams have the same ownership as three English soccer teams where gambling is legal. And you're right, this thing is changing. Like, for instance, the NBA in particular has been much more proactive when it comes to embracing the possibilities of legalized sports betting. The NFL publicly now has been a little more cautious. Does that mean they're legitimately concerned about legalized sports betting, or are they concerned about maximizing what they can make off of legalized sports betting?
I think the deeper concern is maximizing it. I do. When they talk about, you know, regulatory reform, there are a couple of things you have to consider here. Is that a lot of this is going to be state driven, and the NFL knows, look, for us to cut as a league, for us to figure out exactly what we want to do with the gambling aspect, what cut we're going to get to do this on a state by state basis is very difficult. It's costly. You know, there's just a lot of legal regulation that you have to go through, but the far easier route is to, hey, let's start lobbying. Let's get lobbyists together and let's try to get some sort of overarching federal look at the gambling and what cut we can get, you know, through essentially what would be federal legislation. So when the NFL says, hey, regulatory reform, I think really what they mean by regulatory reform isn't just, let's make sure that gambling is separate enough from our game that we retain the integrity, that what you're watching isn't fixed in any way, shape, or form. I think the larger issue is, let's make sure that federally there's some sort of mandated cut that we're getting off of every single bet on our product. Now, will they come out and say that? Probably not. It's not a great PR look, but I think when you follow where the money goes and the lobbying goes and the push goes with the NFL and federal legislation, I think you'll see it's more about making sure that they get that cut consistently across all 50 states.
You know, and not only that, but how they position it, right? I mean, it's one thing to talk about, quote, ticket scalping, but then all of a sudden when ticket scalping becomes a secondary market, it doesn't look and feel quite the same way, right?
Right. There's an economy of language, no doubt. You don't want the NFL to say, hey, you know, we're getting into double dipping and you know, ticket scalping and essentially co-opting this entire market. What they say is, now we've got NFL Ticket Exchange, and guess what? It's safer for you to sell your tickets, you know, through this entity that we already have a deal with, or one of these you know, nationally recognized ticket brokers that we do deals with or teams do individual deals with. So, you know, I think there's going to be some element of that, as you said, that economy of language. How exactly do you spin it? And, you know, the big thing here, too, is I think even the NFL has not quite figured out from a gambling aspect where the most money can be made. And I think it's because for so long, particularly just casual gamblers go, well, it's betting lines, it's over, under, you know, the spread or whatever. But I think people that the NFL, you know, has begun to talk to about where money, you know, can be made on gambling, particularly as it concerns smartphones and technology, is micro betting, play to play, series to series. Hey, all of a sudden, game 16 for the Cleveland Browns when they're, you know, 0-15, you know, it still matters from kickoff to, you know, the final horn. It still matters. And, you know, I think the NFL knows that there's a lot of nuance in what's coming that they don't quite understand yet. But I would say this, for the first time in a long time, Mark Cuban, when he spoke and said, hey, double, triple, quadruple the price of sports franchises with this, I think the NFL and Mark Cuban actually agree on something. They know franchise prices are going to go through the roof over the next 10, 20 years.
Charles Robinson, my guest. I think that's really important what you just said, because this is not just a matter of, okay, now you can legally gamble. Now you can legally gamble and pick who you think is going to win and pick the over-under. This whole notion of micro betting, micro gambling, where you can bet on almost anything in-game. I mean, what do you think legalized sports gambling is going to look like with the NFL?
Well, I think with, you know, quote-unquote aggressive gamblers, you know, these are individuals that already go on Bovada and see a lot of the prop bets and all these things. They're familiar with it. I think for casual gamblers, you're going to see people, you know, in other states that all of a sudden go, hey, it's not as hard. I don't have to seek out something online. It's not as difficult for me to place, you know, just a random, you know, run-of-the-mill sort of win-loss bet or point spread bet. But you know, it's funny because when you hear people who are critics of gambling, they say, well, you know, is that gateway betting? Now all of a sudden, are you going to learn what a prop bet is and you're going to become more of an aggressive gambler? I don't know. I mean, I don't know that the studies are necessarily there, particularly when it concerns sports gaming, to know, you know, how much this will really change the landscape. But it's new enough that, you know, it's hard to know exactly where this will take things. It's never, you know, you and I are used to having to go to Vegas or wherever else, particularly before technology existed to bring it to our front door, you know, to play sports bets. So, you know, it'll be interesting. I think the only undeniable fact that everyone can agree upon is that this is going to draw more eyeballs into games, particularly later in the season when they don't matter as much. And that's going to ultimately be good for the NFL's bottom line.
Well, not only that, but that Thursday night package, too, where it's the only game that's on, where everybody has to watch that game for sure. Listen, one last thought. What about the integrity of the game issue? For instance, the argument against the threat of a point-shaving scandal has been that players make way too much money for a gambler or a gambling ring to influence them on the professional level. Do you agree with that? Does that sound right to you?
I agree with that. And the thing is, too, I think the NFL is a little more hardened in terms of the difficulty it would be to fix an NFL game through a player. It's not like basketball, where we see a lot of point-shaving scandals historically through games where there's a limited number of individuals involved in the actual product on the floor, the field, or whatever. The NFL, at any given time, you got 22 guys out there on a field, and it's really difficult unless you have the exact right placed person. It's probably easier to affect, I would think, through officiating. But I think this is really, in terms of, if you want to see where the NFL devotes some money in terms of infrastructure going forward to deal with this, I think you're going to see a lot of it, you know, on the 32 different club levels. Security will be ramped up. I think there will be more mechanisms to, you know, not only oversight in terms of what you're seeing on the field and, you know, what looks wonky and what doesn't. But then also, I think there's a chance that we could get full-time dedicated officials who are on the payroll, who have no other jobs, that are paid very, very well, and this is their job 24/7 to help to eliminate from, you know, maybe little side cracks that could develop. But there's going to be a lot of money that comes in and out of this, and you know, there are about a million questions to be answered. But I think security-wise, that integrity aspect, if the NFL devotes a lion's share of money, it will be to making sure that they've got a lot of oversight internally on that.
He is an excellent senior NFL reporter for Yahoo. You can follow him on Twitter @ Charles Robinson. My man, thank you so much, Charles. Great job, and always good to have you on this show.
Absolutely. Thanks, Roman. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you very much, Charles. Great job. He is a great reporter. Great investigative reporter.